Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Steelers training camp report day, but as Jim just outlined during his update there, Ray, it's not really training camp report day so much as it's show up and get tested day, as is tomorrow, as is Friday, and once you get your three negative tests, you'll be allowed to get into the facility in some way, right? This is weird.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do without our pictures of the players carrying their air conditioners and, and TVs into the dormitories at St. Vincent? But, yeah, I mean, for us, you know, it's going to be like it has been for the last 6 months or so. We're not even going to be allowed into Heinz Field to watch their practices until August 17th. So, yeah, today is report day, but we've still got three more weeks until we get to some actual football practice, which I think we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ray, I mean, if we're not allowed in until there is no practice, this is going to be in a weird sequence of weird sequences. This just continues to get weirder.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, they're going to be going through COVID testing, and there's going to be some meetings, and then after that, there's going to be a strength and conditioning phase. But at least for us, Jim, and you know, really the fans too, because we're sort of the conduit to the Steelers. They are going to start having some Zoom calls. We have three this week. We'll hear from a couple of rookies, Randy Fichtner and Mike Tomlin. So at the very least, we're going to be able to start writing about football again. And I think that's a good thing. And, you know, before you know it, the practices will be here and then the games as well in September. So I think that's a good thing. And, I think it's good that the Steelers fans will be able to start consuming Steelers news again as we ramp up to the season.
Ray, I know there's a decent amount of locker room space over at Heinz Field. They've talked about keeping guys separated and social distance in the locker room and all that for what it's worth, considering they'll be running into each other on the field. But here nor there, how do they plan on holding meetings? Like, I've seen that some teams are erecting tents where everybody can kind of sit and have air flow through so that they can still have big team meetings. Do you get a sense of the Steelers having enough space to do everything they want to do at Heinz Field?
The Steelers haven't specifically outlined that to us, but I do know that you could always have virtual meetings as well. And there's been talk from some teams just to hold a quarterback out of all the meetings, just because you don't want that quarterback exposed if there's an outbreak within the team. So I think we'll learn about that a little bit more once we get closer to training camp. But yeah, that's a problem. You're not going to be able to cram 50 guys into a meeting room, or certainly not 90. That just wouldn't be safe indoors right now. So as long as the weather cooperates, yeah, you could probably do that outside. You could probably find a way to get that done. But, we'll see how it goes in another 3 weeks or so as they get camp started.
The players are going to be able to follow the rules. And if they start out following the rules, how long will all the players be able to follow all of the rules so that they don't end up with some situation like what we're looking at with the Miami Marlins in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, Jim, I mean, that's the big question as we enter camp here. Hockey in the NBA or in a bubble, they felt that was the best course. And I think the most important thing to recognize there is that their unions agreed to it. And in baseball and football, they were very, very much against them. It was never going to the bubble was never going to happen there in either sport. So you really have to trust the players that they're going to go home every night and they're just going to be with their families and they're not going to be exposed. And that might be fine for veterans, you know, who have experience and don't want to live the nightlife and, you know, all that stuff. But if you're a younger guy and, you know, you go home after practice, there's not much to do. So I think that's where the issue is going to come in. You know, those rookies, first, second, third year players that don't have families, where are they going to go after practice? Who are they going to interact with? And, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, it took, what, a couple of games for it to happen in baseball. I think we're certainly going to have to keep an eye on that, you know, with training camps as well.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette covers the Steelers. He's with us here on the Fan Morning Show. There won't be any preseason games. They'll still have 4 weeks or so of practice, though, leading up to that first game, assuming week one remains on schedule, Ray. Is that enough time for a quarterback who maybe hasn't dealt with this offensive line in its current formation to develop the chemistry necessary with guys? Again, I think this feeds back a little bit on Mike Tomlin deciding to put Matt Filer at left guard and make it an Okorafor banner battle at right tackle. But is there enough time for the offensive line to get it together, get everything ready to go to protect that aging quarterback who's coming off elbow surgery?
Yeah, it's going to have to be, right? I mean, there's not much you can do about the timeline there. And I think you're right. I, you know, if there's any doubt within the first week of camp, you might see them make a move, but you pretty much have to move forward with Filer at guard and then, you know, Okorafor or Banner at right tackle. That's just the way it's going to have to be this year. You mentioned the chemistry. That's going to be important on the offensive line, but it's also going to be important for Ben and his young receivers. I mean, he had a limited amount of time with Deontay Johnson last year. Obviously, Chase Claypool is coming in this year. You know, I wrote a story yesterday where they actually had some informal 7-on-7 workout with Robert Morris, you know, within the past month or so. So I think that might help a little bit. But listen, every team is under the same constraints. It's not ideal, but these quarterbacks, especially these veteran quarterbacks, I think they'll have a leg up on the competition. I think they'll figure it out. I think the teams that are going to struggle are the teams with young quarterbacks, young position players, lots of turnover on the roster. Those are the teams that are going to be at a big disadvantage. I think the Steelers will be okay.
Yeah, Ray, I was going to say, assuming, you know, not that there are no COVID breakouts or anything along those lines, if things just proceed, everybody's there, everybody's healthy, do you envision any surprises at all with the makeup of the Steelers roster? Is there anything, you know, looking at it, it looks like everything, except for that offensive line situation that we talked about, everything's like right there. What do you see as a potential for any kind of a surprise?
I don't think there's going to be any surprises. I think you know, we just talked about the offense. Let's look at the defense, the replacement for Mark Barron. Are you going to throw a guy like Ulysses Gilbert in there and see if he sinks or swims? Or would you just rather go with a veteran and Vince Williams and then maybe tinker with that as the season goes on? I mean, I think that's a no-brainer as much as, you know, having Filer move inside the guard. So they're going to stick with the veterans. And, you know, maybe it would have been different in a normal year, Jay. You know, maybe there would have been a true competition. Maybe Stefan Wisniewski would have been involved, and he still might be. Maybe Ulysses Gilbert would have been more involved. But with limited amount of practice time and almost the entire offseason wiped out, it's just unrealistic to think that they're going to count on these younger guys to step up and take on major roles. So all the bets we've seen in the past, you know, whenever there's a question like there is an inside linebacker, I think you'll see the lean on a veteran, and I think you'll see that across the roster in any position battles. When they arise, if there are, you know, if there are injuries, I think you're going to see veterans step up, and I think the rookies will only be counted on if need be.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Before I let you run, Ray, I just had a thought. Going back to the chemistry issue with the quarterback and his offense, and in particular, a new quarterback's coach, Matt Canada, who we think will bring at least some, I mean, we would hope, after having one of the poorer offensive performances, granted with backup quarterbacks, but poorer offensive performances in the league last year under Randy Fichtner, that Canada's influence would be seen somehow, whether it's with the motions and the play action and all the things that come with a Matt Canada offense. Those also strike me, though, as the kind of things that require actual physical practice to work on. You can't zoom a fake handoff on a jet sweep and turning around and hitting somebody on a 3-yard slant pattern to the inside out of the slot. Are they, again, when I think about 4 weeks of practice time, is that enough for them, especially in a socially distanced practice, as it may be, I don't know, to get down the chemistry and the timing of any implementations that Canada has in the offense?
Probably not, but I think, you know, the good thing is that Matt Canada has been in place now since, what, February or March, whenever he was hired. So he's got 6 months there. I'm sure they've been talking behind the scenes. Hey, Ben, you know, we're going to do this, work on this on your own with the guys. So, right, like, again, going back to those workouts at Robert Morris, you know, they're just getting some of this down during the summer. Obviously, time is going to be of the essence. So these practices, not only are they going to have to make sure these guys are in shape, but they're going to have to throw a ton of information at them too. So, you know, I think they'll go in with maybe a bare-bones playbook and, you know, see how it goes as the season goes on. You tinker. Maybe Matt Canada can add a little bit here, add a little bit there as the season goes on. But, again, I think this is just going to be a season where the teams that do the basics best, the teams that have great fundamentals, the teams that execute, those are the teams that are going to have success. And I don't know if there's really going to be a lot of room for new ideas at the early point of the season, maybe as the season goes on. But I think the teams with the most veterans, the teams that execute are going to be the teams that do well this season.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, he covers the Steelers and does so very well. It's training camp report day, but not like one we've ever seen in our lifetimes anyway. Ray, we appreciate the time this morning.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Jesse Marshall joined us an hour ago. Ray Fittipaldo just now. If you're just getting up and getting moving this morning, listening to us on your radio.com app, you can always use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to that conversation we had with Jesse about the Pens and Canadiens at 7 o'clock, the conversation in whole that we just had with Ray about the Steelers and what to expect once they actually do get practicing in a couple of weeks. But the first few days of what would be training camp over at Heinz Field will just be, well, testing, making sure everybody is healthy enough to actually practice.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.